This is WLRN News. I'm Peter Hayden. The ability to communicate during emergencies like Hurricane Irma is critical. When phones and internet go down, there's something else South Florida Emergency Operations Centers, or EOCs, can turn to. Amateur radio operators.
I will talk to you later. 73 N2HT from W4AEQ.
Roger, roger, Jeff. Have a good morning.
It's sometimes referred to as ham radio, and the operators are sometimes called hams. In Broward County, there are ham radio antennas mounted on all the hurricane shelters and some of the hospitals ready to be activated. There's also a room full of ham radios at the Broward County EOC. I recently spoke with Jeff Stahl, coordinator for Broward County's Amateur Radio Emergency Services, about how the county uses ham radio.
We talk to them to provide backup communication if the regular communications fail. If the cell phones go down, if they lose all their power, as happened in Irma, we can communicate via radio anything they need to communicate back to the Emergency Operations Center.
There are operators at the Broward County EOC. How many operators are there?
Usually there's about eight people there. We have about eight or nine radios for different things, but we also have to get sleep too, so we have to have some shifts. We put in 2,145 person hours of time during Irma. At the Florida state rate for volunteer hours, we put in over $48,000 worth of time. We have fun with radio when we're not doing emergency communications, but when we get serious, we get professional. Even though we're called amateur radio, our communications are professional when we're serving the public.
Can you give me an example of some of the communications that were sent out during Irma?
Well, shelter status, for one thing. Are they running on commercial power? Are they on their emergency power? How many people are in the shelter? One of the city emergency operations centers, their generator stopped. The cell service was out at the time as well. So they had no cell phones and they had no power. So there was no way for them to communicate except via amateur radio. So we took the data over the radio and relayed that. We also had some of our operators who have to stay home for various reasons. They have pets, they have special needs children, they have special needs parents. They can't deploy to a facility. They keep their eyes and ears open and they listen on frequency, and one of them spotted a tornado. He called us and said there's a tornado. We got in contact with the National Hurricane Center, and in less than a minute that was on the crawler on the TV.
With the situation in Puerto Rico, was there ham operators helping there?
Yeah, the American Radio Relay League actually solicited for people to go down there, take their radios with them, and help with the communications. There was a lot of traffic coming out of Puerto Rico and the other islands that were hit by both of those hurricanes, just saying, you know, these people are okay, and getting that word to their families back here in the States.
What's the most misunderstood thing about ham radio, Jeff?
Well, I think people think that it's old, it's useless, nobody does it anymore. That couldn't be farther from the truth. I've been doing this for 47 years, and I still have stuff to learn. There are classes all the time. If you want to get a license, the Boy Scouts. We set up radios up at the scout camp, Camp Tanakita in Martin County. They bring in scouts that are working on their radio merit badge. We show them amateur radio. We let them talk on the radios. They have to talk for 10 minutes to somebody to get their merit badge. Try to attract some young people in this hobby. You know, everybody's starting to look like me with the gray hair and the medical problems, so we're trying to get some younger people interested.
Jeff Stahl, emergency coordinator for Broward County, coordinating the ham radio operators at the Broward County EOC. From one radio man to another, thank you very much for talking with me. I appreciate it.
It was a pleasure. Thank you for talking with me.
This is WLRN News. I'm Peter Hayden.